So the question was asked with regard to the Talmud and our treatment of non-Jews in the Rambam and in the Talmud, and what does it say and how are we to understand it. So what it says, that's a good question. I mean, that would take many classes to know, learn different laws and how they pertain to non-Jews. We're going to try to get a general picture, and this is going to be a long answer. If anyone wants to leave in the middle, so you could leave before the answer or after the answer, but please don't leave in the middle. It's just 10 minutes approximately, between 10 and 15 minutes. We'll try, unless you guys ask questions in the middle, so I'll ask you not to ask questions in the middle so that we could keep it to that time frame. We know that the Mishnah says, Chaviv ha'adam shenivra betzelem. Chiba yitera nodat lo shenivra betzelem. Mankind has a special place before God because God created him in God's fashion. And this includes Jew and non-Jew. Man was created betzelem Elokim, and that doesn't mean specifically a Jew. Now, that means that we have special laws pertaining to how you're supposed to treat another person. And let's take an example. You're not allowed to cheat someone else. You're not allowed to... No. One a person so far. We'll see. So at the end of the night, we'll see what's left. Okay. It also means we're not allowed to mislead someone. And also means that if someone by mistake lost something or left something by us, we're supposed to give it back. For example, the Gemara records that there was an Amora that purchased an animal, and when he got the animal, he found that the animal had a jewel on it. It had a lot of money worth on it. And he said, go give it back to the non-Jew. So the students say, what? So he said, what do you mean? He'll get it. He'll bless God. He'll see that I'm a nice Jew. I'm giving him back the money he didn't mean to give back. He didn't mean to give away. Look what's going to come of it. And that's what happened. The non-Jew blessed God from it. The Torah forbids us to steal from any person, a Jew or a non-Jew. So the Torah dictates to us a series of laws, and within those laws we have the basic guidelines of having a humane society. That's number one. And in that we have guidelines, and we're supposed to treat non-Jews fairly, and we're expecting fair treatment from them. Now, beyond this, the Torah says we have a system called the Jewish system. And within that system, a Jew may not lend another Jew with interest, and a Jew may not borrow from another Jew with interest. So that's a system that goes both ways. Now, that pertains to Jews that are within the system. Non-Jews, well, they may lend us money with interest, and they may borrow from us with interest. It goes both ways. So the Torah isn't saying, well, the non-Jew, you collect interest from him. The Torah is saying, you may borrow money. That's what we do. We borrow from banks and pay them interest. And you may lend them money, and they'll collect interest from you. It goes both ways. We have a mitzvah of tzedakah. So when it comes to tzedakah, we say you give non-Jews as well as Jews. But there, that's like with a special clause. Because the non-Jews would take it badly if they see that you only give Jews. So our sages said, we don't want that. So we don't want them to be upset. But why is it that the basic law of halacha doesn't apply to non-Jews? Why is it that the only reason is so they shouldn't feel badly? The reason is because, again, it's part of the social system. Just like when I give tzedakah today, I can get tzedakah back tomorrow. So it's a system that was built for the people within the system. God gave the commandment. We're prohibited from damaging someone else. So that applies to non-Jew also. You're not supposed to go up to a non-Jew and bash up his car or anything else. And if you do, you'll have to pay. But the Torah says, within the system of Judaism, Jews have to be extra careful not to say something that might inadvertently, in the long run, 10 years down the road, cause him damage. That's called Lashon Hara. If you say, oh, I was this guy's roommate, I didn't like it. So that's Lashon Hara. You said something not nice about the person. Did you damage him? Right now we don't see damage. Will it cause damage in the long run? It's a possibility. Says the Torah, within the system of Judaism, Jews are responsible to one another not to say something like that. Even something that's so minutely negative that might only, it's a might, cause damage in the long run. Non-Jews don't have this commandment. They could speak that way about us. They don't have a commandment not to speak Lashon Hara. By the same token, we don't have that commandment towards them. We may speak that way about them. So people very often notice these laws and they don't think about it as a system. They don't realize that it goes both ways. We have to realize that there's the base level of acting humanely, and about that the Torah gave us the guidelines, how we're supposed to behave within society, Jew to non-Jew, non-Jew to Jew, and there we, the same things they owe us, we owe them, more or less. And then there are the things which God says, okay, this is within the system. If you're a Jew, you're held to a higher level. You owe other Jews within the system a higher treatment, a treatment which is even more sensitive. And with regard to non-Jews, so sometimes we afford them that kindness, that courtesy, that we also treat a non-Jew with that kindness, and sometimes not. But it's logical that I wouldn't have to. Just like I say, he could lend me with interest, so I could lend him with interest. It goes both ways. So that's an overview. Again, this is a topic which each issue would require going into with greater depth. But as an overview, that's a basic overview. For now, let's leave it at that. There's a lot more to say if we were dealing with specific examples. But just as a beginning, we'll leave it at that. If you have specific questions in the future, we'll try to deal with them.